Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, there's been another rise in the number of people registered as homeless in the Northwest. 178 people accessing services in the region at the end of June. Of those, 57 were in Donegal. There were 22 families accessing services. Of those, there were 60 children. A Donegal councillor is expressing frustration at the fact that his request for a review of income limits for social housing has yet to be discussed by the council, despite the fact that a motion on the issue was passed in March. Donegal and Kerry supporters are getting more excited ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final. We'll have a preview. And later in the bulletin, we'll have sports news with Mark. And as it's a Friday, beg on Nuchling, Le Column Ferreter. But we begin with the release of the latest homeless figures by the Department of Housing this afternoon. There has been another rise in the Northwest and indeed nationally, 178 people accessing homelessness services at the end of June in the region, up from 170 at the end of May. That's an increase of almost 5%. Department of Housing figures published show that 57 of those were in Donegal. That's an increase of 1. The number of families homeless in the Northwest at the end of May was at the end of June was 28. That's up 10 on the May figure. That's a rise of just over 27%. Those families had 60 dependent children, up 6 on last month. That's a rise of 17%. Nationally, 15,915 people are registered as homeless, 4,958 of them children. Well, the Social Democrats housing spokesperson, Rory Ahern, is questioning if the increase in the number of children was the reason for a 45-minute delay in releasing today's data.
The Minister for Housing said a number of weeks ago that it was really inevitable that we were going to reach 5,000 children homeless. We've seen a delay in the release of these figures today. I just wonder, were they trying to do what they could to keep those numbers under 5,000? We're very clearly almost at 5,000, and it is deeply, deeply shameful.
A Donegal councillor is expressing frustration, meanwhile, at the fact that his request for a review of income limits for social housing has yet to be discussed, despite the fact that a motion was passed at January's plenary council meeting. According to Councillor Jimmy Brogan, he says he's been inundated with calls from people right across Donegal, with the Dáil in recess. Those blocked from getting on the social housing waiting list because of the current income limits are still left struggling. He says housing is a national emergency and the government is pretending the need is smaller than it is. Councillor Brogan says a joined-up approach is needed.
The problem is that the number of people getting on the social housing list is cut because of the income limits. And in fact, what's happened really is because the minimum wage has risen, which was badly needed. Now, there's a lot of people who are finding themselves that are over the income limit and they've been taken off the council housing list. Because if you're working full-time, the minimum wage you get about 28,000 a year. The income limit for a couple is, for a single person, 30,000, and for a couple, 31,500. So if you have any other income at all into the house, then you're over the income limit and you'll be taken off the council housing list. And that's the problem we've been encountering over the last while.
And concern over the income limits is nothing new, but do you feel that the government just isn't getting to grips with the issues that are existing on the ground?
The minimum wage got a rise, which was badly needed because of the cost of living, but they haven't risen the income limits for social housing. So, like I say, there's a lot of people been found in a situation where they've been on the housing list for a number of years, and now because their income has gone up, they're being taken off it. And this has happened to young families. I've been in touch with a lot of young families over the last while, and there's a lot of them have the same problem, and then of course there's other people who just can't get on the housing list because of the same problem, and I've even encountered families who are entitled to get the working family payment, but they're afraid to apply for it because they know it'll put them over the housing limit, the income limit, and they just can't afford to get the social welfare payments that they're entitled to.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Brogan speaking there to Michaela Clark. Donegal and Kerry supporters are ramping up their activities ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland football final. Again, there are many calls for tolls to be free for fans travelling to Dublin in both directions. With more, here's Alex Rowley.
It was Tyrone and Meath that lost out in a place in Sunday's final, but since then, the two counties of green and gold have rallied in full behind their respective teams. It's a repeat of the final in 2014, with Donegal not getting as far since then and losing to Kerry on that day. The Kingdom have the most wins out of any county at 38, compared to just 2 for Donegal. Now, for fans travelling to the game, they could be hitting tolls on multiple motorways, and it's led to more calls for them to be free, this time from Minister Michael Healy-Ray.
I wouldn't discriminate against the good people from Donegal either. I'm not just saying to let the Kerry fans flow, but let them flow down as well as up.
Well, there's very little indication that that's going to happen. Indeed, an M1 toll spokesperson told Highland Radio News today that in anticipation of the large volume of traffic travelling to Croke Park on Sunday, they're urging people to travel as early as possible, leave with plenty of time, have the correct euro toll amount ready, and they say contactless cards and phone payments are also accepted. There's more details of that on our website, highlandradio.com. Crowds are expected tonight for a community vigil in memory of a mother and her two children. They died following a shooting in County Fermanagh. A book of condolence has opened in Maguire's Bridge, where the shooting happened on Wednesday. A murder investigation is ongoing. A man remains in hospital being treated for what are described as very serious injuries. Enoch Burke has won an appeal over the makeup of the three-member panel due to hear a challenge to his dismissal from Wilson's Hospital School. The Court of Appeal has ruled he should not have to face a disciplinary hearing panel while the head of a teachers' union remains on it. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Enoch Burke believes he was fired because he objected to a request to refer to a transgender student by their chosen name and preferred pronouns. The school insists it was nothing to do with his religious beliefs, but rather his response to the instruction, which was made by the then school principal Niamh McShane. Mr. Burke plans to challenge his dismissal but took legal action first against the proposed makeup of the three-member disciplinary appeal panel. He claimed the inclusion of Kieran Christie, General Secretary of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland, was unfair due to his alleged bias on the issue of transgender recognition. A previous challenge was dismissed by the High Court, but in the interest of fairness, the Court of Appeal today ruled in Mr. Burke's favour, deciding that he had made out a reasonable apprehension of bias.
An official recommendation is being made for services to be included in the Occupied Territories Bill. The current legislation would only ban the importation of goods from illegal settlements. The Oireachtas Foreign Affairs Committee has voted unanimously today for the ban to extend to services. Sinn Féin Foreign Affairs spokesperson Donica O'Leary says there was no pushback on that decision.
The committee has heard evidence right across the board for and against, from illegal, academic and from people invested in the countries affected. And the conclusion that we have arrived at is there is a need for a ban on goods and on services, for a comprehensive Occupied Territories Bill that can be a statement both in terms of Ireland but as an example to other countries as well.
Well, Israel is allowing some aid to be dropped into Gaza. It comes as a number of countries and aid agencies raise concern about malnutrition and starvation in the Palestinian territory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office denies that there's famine in Gaza. Well, former Israeli peace negotiator Gershon Baskin says it doesn't feel like his home anymore.
And yet when I look outside of my window to what's happening in my society, derailing democracy, creating autocracy, committing war crimes in Gaza, even accused, and probably justifiably so, of committing genocide in Gaza. This is not the country that I identify with, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to be here.
The Donegal Youth Service has received €25,000 in funding. It's part of a €1.5 million national fund for community-based counselling services, supporting children and families for 73 organisations. The funding provides community-based counselling, psychotherapy and a range of therapeutic interventions. Serious concerns have been raised as to the fact that no letters of assurance have been issued to any defective block homeowners in Donegal. The letters were to be issued by Donegal County Council as part of a 40-year guarantee for homeowners whose properties were remediated under the defective concrete block grant scheme under options 2-5. The council says they did encounter some issues with the process, but an update is expected shortly. It was also confirmed by the council that the letter of assurance applies only to retained block work. Well, Councillor Ali Farran says this is very worrying.
It's very, very concerning to us, and it has been mentioned, it's come up to us quite a bit, that people who proceeded with the grant, they were expecting a letter of assurance. None has been issued yet by the Donegal County Council. They are being issued in other counties, and we're concerned that what is the delay. Now, it turns out today that, like, my thinking of a letter of assurance should be for the new the property after it's remediated, and there's a bit more grey area, should we say, in relation to the new grant or the new letter of assurance is only for the part of the house that was not remediated. So is it worth the paper it's written on?
And that's deeply concerning for homeowners. They're carrying out these works and, you know, it's such a long process as it is that they want that guarantee.
The 40-year guarantee was the cornerstone of the first scheme, and that is why put people to proceed with, you know, a remediation option as opposed to being tossed and rebuilt. So we would be concerned, and we have to wait now to September to see what the draft will be for the letter of assurance that's going to be issued by the Donegal County Council.
And that was Councillor Ali Farran. The next EU budget will allow member states allocate funding to priority projects, including public transport, under a national and regional partnership plan. The state can avail of EU funding for projects such as the proposed Cork Lewis and other large infrastructure projects. It's expected negotiations on the proposed 7-year budget will take up to 2 years before it's signed off. Ireland's EU Commissioner Michael McGrath has been outlining what the European Union can do.
Provide an envelope of funding that can be made available to projects such as the light rail one in Cork. And if that is a priority project for the government, which I believe it is, based on everything that I've heard, then there will be opportunities within the overall parameters of Ireland's allocation in the EU budget for capital funding for projects such as that.
Donegal County Council is being urged to develop a master plan for the county's smaller islands. Councillor Micheál Colomgala-Aspig believes there is huge potential on smaller islands within the county that could be built on. He's calling for a master plan similar to that being developed for Mahara Rorty. Councillor Micheál-Aspig says public engagement needs to be central to the island's future development.
First thing that we need to do is talk to the island community. There's a new island development officer for our smaller islands now been appointed, and Boylan Cohar Jahas Retliha. I look forward to working closely with her and with the other island community groups. I just think that there's great opportunity there. I think that having a section within our council who focuses on community development and infrastructure investment, I think that we should avail of all opportunities to bring as much investment into our county and also our smaller islands. To bear in mind that these islands and the county has been neglected by government policy over many, many years. I'm told that there's a small bit of money there, that if there's a political will from the government parties to direct it this way, I think there's a lot of work that we can do, but it has to come from the island community and it has to be a bottom-up approach. And that's why I raise it that we start reaching out to the communities within our smaller islands. I have been engaging quite a lot. All those that I have talked to are very much interested and willing to look at a way to help develop and further their island.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. All-Ireland final weekend is here and Donegal have named their panel for the big decider against Kerry. The first 15 is the same as the side which started against Meath in the semi-final. Kerry have also named an unchanged side for that huge clash on Sunday afternoon at Croke Park. Well, 2012 All-Ireland winner Eamon McGee was on the 9 till noon show this morning and says Donegal have to stop one man in particular.
The Kerry in a final are a dangerous animal. Terms of finals won and terms of finals lost, that's just over 60 if I made the right count there. We're on our fourth final, fourth appearance in a final. And that, whatever you can say, you can chat tactics, you can chat this and that, that does make a difference in terms of the build-up and getting used to the colour and getting used to the buzz that's about there. So it's advantage to Kerry in a lot of aspects. And I think a lot of talk about David Clifford here. And I generally think if we can go anywhere close to curtailing him, then we go a long way to beating Kerry. How you go about that is, it's easier grand saying that in Highland Radio on a Friday morning, but to do it in the white heat of championship when you know if 80,000 people watching it in person, then however many watching it on the TV, to go up and take down one of the greatest ever play the game is a tough task. So I think that's where Jim will be spending his energy. How do we shut David Clifford down and his supporting cast? So not just forget about the supporting cast. We have a plan to deal with them as well. But primary thing there is let's stop David Clifford.
Let's hear from Dermot Brick Malloy, who was also part of the 2012 winning panel. He's been reflecting on what it was like in the lead up to the final 13 years ago.
I suppose looking back on it, like, I think it was pretty much like it was laid back enough attitude within the lads. Like, I think the boys, just you wanted to be around the boys, you wanted to be around the whole group. I think that's what it was. I mean, the last Thursday of the training that year, you were just looking forward to getting on the bus on Saturday together and getting up to the hotel, etc., and just being with the lads, because it was been out in streets and stuff. Like, there's a lot of, I suppose, chat that you don't want to listen to as such as a player, but you know, it was very, very laid back. I suppose Jim's like that. I think he loved the group well, you know. I suppose calm and relaxed, and there'll not be much pressure on the boys. Like, you know, they're going to go into Sunday with, you know, they know what they have to do, and you know the right attitude that they have to bring to it. So yeah, I think it'll be a very calm approach, you know, this week for them.
That is Dermot Brick Malloy speaking on last night's Score programme, which was broadcast live from Glenswally GAA Club. There are lots more preview pieces available on our website at highlandvideo.com. And of course, the All-Ireland final between Donegal and Kerry is live this Sunday here on Highland. We'll have build-up and big match commentary from the half-three throw-in. Moving on to soccer, there are three games in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division this evening. Second place Bohemians go to third place Derry City, with both sides looking to close the gap on league leader Shamrock Rovers. Sligo Rovers can put further daylight between themselves and bottom side Cork City. They meet at Turner's Cross, and struggling Galway United are at home to Drogheda United. In the First Division, Finn Harps play host to Cove Ramblers this evening. Harps have just lost once in all competitions in the past seven games, and Wilfield tonight is another opportunity to get a result. Former Harps manager and captain Anthony Gorman says it won't be easy.
It's a very difficult game for them, because Cove are up there, you know, only 4 points behind Dundalk, and they're practically full time, and they've got a bit of investment. The manager, Mick McDermott, like, he wouldn't be there for nothing. Like, with his previous experience, you know, he was an assistant to Carlos Queiroz at international level. He managed Glentoran for a number of years, so you know his pedigree's up there, and he'll be wanting to be challenging. It's going to be a really difficult game for them, but I think with the new signings, it will give the team a lift. I watched the previous game between Cove and Finn Harps at Finn Park, and Harps were very unlucky that night to lose the game 2-1.
Kickoff is at 7:45, and we'll have updates here on Highland with Dermot Doherty. In the other second tier games, leaders Dundalk host Wexford, Athlone Town take on Tralee United, and Kerry are at home to UCD. Wrexham have made an approach to sign Christian Eriksen. The Danish midfielder is a free agent after leaving Manchester United. His agent says he's been impressed by the pitch made by the Championship side, but his client would still prefer a move to one of Europe's top flight clubs. In golf, Padraig Harrington remains in contention on day two of the Senior Open. The Dubliner is 4 under par midway through his round at Sunningdale, and he's 3 shots behind leader Thomas Bjorn. Leona Maguire is 6 under par with 3 holes of her second round to play at the Women's Scottish Open. The Solheim Cup star sits 4 shots behind the clubhouse leader Nana Kuerts-Mazden. In motorsport, Offaly's Alex Dunn has secured pole position for Sunday's Belgian Formula 2 feature race. He was quickest around Spa this afternoon to boost his chances in the F2 title race, where the McLaren Junior is currently sitting third. Finally, in cycling, Tadej Pogacar is closing in on another Tour de France title. The 3-time champion continues to hold a 4 minutes and 26 second lead in the yellow jersey following the last mountain stage of the race this afternoon. That's all your sports news for today, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. A Milford area councillor says indications that On Post will advertise for a new operator for the post office in Ballylar ring hollow. It's emerged this week the current postmistress will cease operations in October. Councillor Declan Meehan is urging immediate action on the impending closure, saying it's a deeply damaging blow which highlights a systemic failure to protect rural services. Councillor Meehan says the reality is that post office operators are quitting because of the impossible contract conditions being imposed on them, and he has no confidence that advertising the contract will secure Ballylar's future.
This is what's happening, the length and breadth of the country. We have Ampost who are presenting existing postmasters with impossible circumstances and contracts. which is ultimately leading to forced closures. And that's happening in rural communities. You have contracts being advertised with nigh on impossible terms, but also the outlay for someone setting up a post office is in the tens of thousands of euro, and that is not funded by Impost.
Donegal County Council is being asked to outline what progress is being made on securing a site for a municipal cemetery in Letterkenny. Earlier this month, Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh tabled a question at a Letterkenny Milford Municipal District meeting asking for an update. He was told he'd receive a separate report from the Council's Environment section. So far, Councillor Cavanagh says that's not been forthcoming. He says with new communities in Letterkenny and further afield in the county, adding to the pressure of space in the existing cemeteries, this issue is becoming ever more urgent.
It's an item that, as you know, Donal, has been talked about now for a long time. And, you know, even recently, Father Gillespie spoke very, very strongly about it at the graveyard mass, about the urgency of it. The council have sought expressions of interest on this, and I think there was some movement as a result of that, but I don't think there's any concrete development there yet, but I think there is some hope. I still await a report from the council on it, but I hope to get that soon.
Fithe Catherine Romeig, a Therese Echuig, agus an ish an nocht, a leif ec column ferretar.
Seamur mahas a column ferretar, an shaw, lina prive skelti. Ta sparang tuk ta kodja vili euro a offeral ag skull an angel chavadi an keju, an ear hushkirt an chonde, ta hesh mohori a bawailofo a bwaishji a chlaru sanin an vagas a skull a mi man an ohar. Gahola Sigansiv can cash the bunkai e. Ta carta morhul nashintin the yale fogurhead on Saharn and fihidu ladami mananohar. Had tagan and fogre shaw marharu or crinihe egendala. Shunnel gear kema august chorachi mora edger nav mort actish august agriata changa hui has. Eintiu mion sonri and morhul egan chunnel gear kema. Nation to agriu or na mal of the male first year. To taskurat ledger on your hushkirt, a genevan turish, ada, guji, and poncha, igonde and dun, lahaina comortish, august na kedurisha, fla olu fihigusakuig, and jerushart in yasha. Odiashkirt and conde, tat be onadiok ledger genta, a cara erin, august Jonathan O'Gallagher, august dervil and ni yoran atat la parcha glacus na comortish scaliokta. Agus be Irla o Doherty a glacu parches of mortis a raniacta. Gim a jahan ra arna homohori elig golier. Ta clar kumsi hilyaga hamaharish eg fela wura an chlahan leich don ela emliona agus an la geliga an jardin shahogin be kojwar emakti on a jerkuls raja comortis agus chaspantis alinya. The na grehe jifrule den ar galter harter an bala agus an príf raj ta ga olas foil ar na man hoshilta fin na hemakti agus tugtar karu da omohori claru la hai na comortish oractish na geliga a raktal har emel firste amliana ag jeremy yarufohar agus tus mina sauna ta ranagi ura fwilai hi gesht lena comortish in a mask Ranagi ura wanin le kjol einer, kora ha skola agus dausa. Gusta ga ola sir foil egin siv an taraktas bunkai I. Shin mahodcha eligolair, slan agus banakt.
Kuram agus kuram agus rish an I'm sure. Anne Mehirin tells us it'll be largely dry for the rest of this evening with isolated showers, brighter spells more widely as we head toward the evening. Light to moderate westerly winds may be fresh at times, particularly near windward coasts. Some clear spells tonight with scattered showers spreading from the west overnight. Lows of 11 to 14 in light westerly breezes. Moderate at times near windward coasts. A mix of cloud and sunny spells tomorrow Saturday with scattered showers. The showers becoming more isolated toward evening. The sunshine will become hazy in highs of 16 to 19 degrees Celsius. Locally fresh winds. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 25th of July. The death has taken place of Charlie Kelly, Charlie Neal, Glen Tushkirt, Glen Gad. Charlie's remains will leave Emma McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, at 9:30 this evening, going to his home. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Eilish O'Donnell, the bungalow, Mulladurg. Eilish's remains will repose at Midland's funeral home today and tomorrow from 5 p.m. with rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, with interment afterwards in Belcrich Cemetery. The death has taken place of John Houghton, Portaline Mallon. John's remains are reposing at Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carntunna, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock this evening, reposing tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. and again from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. John's funeral mass will take place on Sunday in St Mary's Church, Lag, at 9 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Nazareth House, Fawn, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of May Henderson, Balliar, Remelton, reposing at her home. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. The mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget Giaconopoulos, née Johnson, in Athens, Greece, formerly of Rossbeg, Donegal. She's being repatriated home to Ireland, reposing at Shevlin's funeral home, Ardra, tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 4:30. Departing there at 4:45 and travelling via Peer House, Rossbeg, to be received into St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, at 5:45 tomorrow, reposing overnight. Funeral mass at 9:30 on Sunday morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations can be made to St Connell's Church or the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Bridie McGillian, née Boyle, 33, Ernie Road, Strabane, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:50 for funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Paddy McCafferty, 20 Berry Hill Road, Artigarvan, formerly of Burn Dennett, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9 for funeral mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Derry Road, Strabane, at 9:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and before the funeral on Sunday. The Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Claire Warisky, 79 Meadowbank Park, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her parents, Frank and Bridie Warisky's home at 7 College Park, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in Ulek Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Bradley O'Doherty, funeral directors, or any family member. House private, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.